job today. Anytime you wanna see me, take a little stroll on easy. Come on over, buddy. Life will be a breeze, doing as we please, neath them trees on easy, easy street.
All right, hello. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone had a great week. Today we don't really have a main theme. I'm just playing some songs that I really like, so hopefully you enjoy them. This first one is going to be Hey Girl by Steven Sanchez. He just put out this album, and I am obsessed with all the songs, but this one has fully just been on loop, so hope you guys enjoy. If the thing decides to play. Let's see if this is better. Let's see. All right, looks like we're having some technical difficulties, so I'm just going to play some automation until I figure it out.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard.
I was seeing stars. Held her right in my left, trying to catch my breath where the feelings are. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey girl.
If you head in the clouds, I wanna love you.
girl, with your head in the clouds. I wanna love you, I wanna love you.
Sorry for the technical difficulties before that, but you got a little bit of a cover of Wrecking Ball, which is just so exciting. But yeah, so that was Hey Girl by Steven Sanchez, and I just really like that song. The next song I'm playing, I like even more. This is like one of my favorite lovey songs, and it's Grows Old by Third Story. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do.
Can I take your hand? Do you understand? You found my heart broken, and you helped me make it whole. I'm starting to feel I found something real. The thought of you fills me with a warmth I've never known.
I love that song. And also, Third Story has another song. Why am I forgetting the name of it? Oh, Searching for a Feeling. That is so good. And I'm not an a cappella fan, okay? But there is this one cover of it by Thunk A Cappella. Well, actually, that's a lie. I'm like a semi a cappella fan. Like, I like some of them. I'm a little picky, but that cover of Searching for a Feeling, like, everyone just has to listen to it. Yeah. So, anyways, the next song is going to be Sleep Talking by Indigo D'Souza. It's a really good song. Yeah. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I love the little like background audio parts of that. I don't know why I can't speak right now, but I love that part of that song. Okay, so the next one is a song by Evan McIntosh. And I listened to this song a lot, probably like freshman into sophomore year of high school, like the whole album. It's the Mojo album. Yeah, and I really enjoy this song. It's really cute. It's funny, like, this radio show has a bunch of different dynamics. But right now we're on, like, kind of cute songs, so yay. All right.
It's like the only time I see your face is when mine is on my pillowcase. I don't ever wanna be away, baby. I wanna live inside my brain, invaded me a daydream, baby. You're like strawberries and whipped cream, like bathtubs, hot steam, beaches and sunscreen, sunsets or something. Aren't you lovely? And nobody else could compare. No, baby, yes, you are what dreams are made of.
All right, so that is what dreams are made of. Next up, I have the last song in the kind of like cute songs, and then you'll see the vibe shifts. But this next song is Sedona by Houndmouth. So hope everyone enjoys it. So this next song is going to be, well, first off, that was once again, if you're just tuning in now, I should do this more often. This is like what radio people do. That was Sedona by Houndmouth. And the next song is Ship to Wreck by Florence and the Machine, which is one of my favorite Florence and the Machine songs. I don't know like how popular it is. I just, like, my whole family will listen to all of them, but hopefully people know this song, and if not, get introduced to it right now. Oh my gosh, so crazy. Enjoy.
that I said. I can't help but pull the earth around me to make my bed. And all my love remind me, what was it that I did? Did I drink too much? Am I losing touch? Did I build a ship to wreck? To wreck? To wreck? To wreck? Did I build this ship to wreck? To wreck? To wreck? To wreck? Did I build this ship to wreck?
This is so funny. I just made the connection that for ship to wreck, my PSA is about broken things. So maybe Florence can utilize this PSA if the ship was wrecked. Okay, so PSA. Well, because, okay, I usually read the latter one, but I feel like the people who tune in every week are kind of over it. So I'm just switching it up with a self call out. So here it is. PSA, if it's not broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iCanFixIt.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions before responsibly disposing of it e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Or you can do what I have done, which is befriend engineers. It is so amazing. It makes life so easy. They love fixing things. Just generalizing, all engineers love fixing things for sure. There aren't different types. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. That was once again Ship to Wreck by Florence and the Machine. And this next song is The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna, which is such a throwback.
I don't know what I want, if I'm completely honest. I guess I could start a war, I guess I could sleep on it.
Guns, your neighbors complain, but they don't.
So if you couldn't tell by the repeated last lyric, that was The Kids Don't Want to Come Home by Declan McKenna. And speaking of songs that have a lot of repeated lyrics, this next song is I Want to Get Better by The Bleachers. But I really like this song, so hope you guys enjoy it.
To give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night and got carried away. So now I'm standing on the overpass, screaming at the cars, hey, I wanna get better. This morning early before my family, from this dream where she was trying to show me how a life could move from the darkness. She said to get better. So I put a bullet where I should have put a helmet, and I crashed my car cause I wanna get carried away. That's why I'm standing on the overpass screaming at myself, hey, I wanna get better.
So that was I Want to Get Better by Bleachers. Okay, so this is why people do this on the radio. Every single time I would end a song, I'd be like, all right. But like, no, it makes sense. I'm going to say the song. Okay, so that was that one. The next one is Miss Atomic Bomb by The Killers, which is so funny because I normally dedicate like The Killers songs to my dad. But he actually last year got so sick of that he sent me a bunch of different artists that he likes, and he was like, just so you know, like, I have a wider music taste than The Killers. So either way, hi dad, thank you for listening, and I will do a different dedication next week. But I really like this song, so even though I was so bummed, I went to The Killers concert and they didn't play this one, which was very rude. But I'm going to play it here instead. Okay, enjoy.
You were standing with your girlfriends in the street, falling back on forever. I wonder what you came to be. I was new in town, the boy with the eager eyes. I never was a quitter, oblivious to schoolgirls' lies. And when I look back on those neon nights, the leather seat, the passage right, I feel the heat, I see the light. We miss atomic bomb, making out, we got the radio on. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Racing shadows in the moonlight, through the desert on a hot night. And for a second there we'd won. Yeah, we were innocent and young.
So that was, what was that? That was Miss Atomic Bomb by The Killers. And the next song I'm fully playing for one reason. Well, first off, I like the song. It's In Your Atmosphere by John Mayer. I know, Taylor Swift, scary. But my sister, who is actually a genius, pointed out that everyone always freaks out over this Last Kiss lyric. It's a song by Taylor Swift, Last Kiss. And it's just like, so I'll watch your life in pictures like I used to watch you sleep. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's so profound and sad. But actually, this song was released like way before Last Kiss. And the ending of it has this part where, like, you'll hear it actually, and then I'll talk about it later. But there's this part at the end that has like a very similar message and vibe, which is so funny because they literally dated and like hate each other. So it's like, okay, Taylor, like, where'd you get that inspiration from? Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Like to land and not race through your door. I don't think I'm gonna go to LA anymore. I don't think I'm gonna go to LA anymore. I'm not sure that I really ever could. Hold on to your hotel key in your bedroom neighborhood. Be sleepwalking in Hollywood. I'm gonna steer clear and burn out in your atmosphere. I'm gonna steer. I'd die if I saw you. I'd die if I didn't see you there. So I don't think I wanna go to LA anymore. I on the boulevard at night, without your voice to tell me I love you, take a ride. Pretending the two is the loneliest side. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna steer clear. I burn up in your atmosphere. Gonna steer clear. Cause I'd die if I saw you. I'd die if I didn't see you. I'm gonna steer clear. Oh yeah. I burn up in your atmosphere. I'm gonna steer clear. Cause I'd die if I saw you. I'd die if I didn't see you there. I think I'm gonna stay in the grave. I think I'm gonna stay. And all the streetlights say, never mind, never mind. And the canyon lines say, never mind. Sunset says we see this all the time. Never mind, never you mind. Thank you.
whatever I do, I wonder where I am in my relationship to you. Wherever you go, wherever you are, I watch your life play out in pictures from afar. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I wonder where I am in my relationship to you. Wherever you go, wherever you are, I watch that pretty light play out in pictures from afar. Ooh.
So we can all thank Madison for that observation. That was In Your Atmosphere. That was the live version. I forgot to say that, but it's so much better. John Mayer. But yeah, that lyric, the like, wherever you go, wherever you are, I watch your life play out in pictures from afar. That is so similar to the lyric in Last Kiss. And, you know, Taylor Swift gets all this recognition for that song and that lyric particularly. But John Mayer literally did it first, like way before. Anyways, okay. So next up, I'm going to play, I'm trying to think of how to say this name. It's R-Y-N, so it's like Ryn, Ryan, something, Weaver, and it's Pierre. And I really like this song. I got into it over quarantine, and yeah, and it's literally about this person that she just met once randomly, which I love.
I danced in the desert in the pouring rain, drank with the devil and forgot my name, woke with somebody when the morning came, no one there to shame me for my youth, cause it wouldn't be with you. And then I found me a lover who could play the bass, he's kinda quiet but his body ain't, spent the days dreaming and the nights awake, doing things we know.
Yeah.
That was Pierre by Rin Weaver. I'm going with Rin. Yeah, and so I think I'm going to end this early. So this is going to be my last song of the radio show. And it's going to be Don't Want to Be Without You by Penny and Sparrow. I absolutely love this song. It is so cool. It is just all about how these two people, like, I guess two souls continuously will find each other, and it's like so folky and just the best. But yeah, so I'm going to do my like official sign off and start playing this song for you. So this is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone has a really good week and enjoys this song.
Say what if we reincarnate, and whatever God said, it's your turn for choosing. Would you rather come back, be born in a circle, see the oldest garden, the crescent is fertile, or would you prefer to see life underwater? Only knowing oceans have hundreds of daughters, there's a part of hope that is sown in this theory. Give me any species and keep yourself near me. Ladies, I don't wanna be without you. If you start over, can I read your mind to anything you become? Let me run beside you, go a little bit farther. So what if I manage to mess up a sequence, and I have to come back as one of your hairpins? I know that the morning I'm born in your tresses would be more than worth it, adorning some goddess. Being honest, I don't wanna be without you. If you start over, can I read your mind to anything you become? Let me run beside you, go a little bit farther. Put it on me, every night you should have died. Better view of the moon, back of your belt, held on tight, but I fell with you. I could see us being young lovers in a fable. That could be us, it could over and over become and become.
Hi, this is Riley.